Yeah.
I've sort of noticed this all the way from Bournemouth now.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
I mean, it is wonderful to be here.
Started the tour away in Northwest London Monday, 18th of October, 12th of Cheshvan, Rabbi Huda Baruch Lieberman, Avraham Avinu. This week's Shurim have been sponsored by family Varshavsky, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chaim ben Rabbi Dov, Zichron Lebracha, on the 6th Yahrzeit, Rabbi Chaim Varshavsky, whose Yahrzeit was yesterday.
I'm particularly happy to be here today. Unfortunately, whoever it was meant to speak, had to cancel. I hope he's well. Whatever it is, it should be mistader, but even a chitov. But for me to be able to fill in is particularly gishmak. Not just because I get to share some divrei Torah with such a well-liked audience, without the price of having to have my picture splattered all over Northwest London. It's an opportunity in its own right. It's also gewaldig because I often come away feeling guilty that I didn't prepare enough. Now that I was just told last minute, I didn't feel guilty at all. And I'm also Baal Chayv. Just before Rosh Hashanah, I had my own emergency and I had to cancel. I didn't turn up. I think Rav David Halpern, I think, came instead. Okay, it was an upgrade, but still, mitzidi, I wasn't here, so I'm happy to be able to be Mishal and that Chayv. This week's parasha starts with the classic tzur that we have and that we pass over to our children of Avraham Avinu Olav Hashom. Avraham Avinu was the Amud HaChesed. It's in Emes Liyakiv, Chesed LaAvraham. And we meet the Chesed of Avraham, we're told by Chazal, his tent was open in all four directions. We tell it to the children, they grow up making this tent. I'm not sure his tent went quite as slanting as it does in the pictures. Shipuye holim lavoy holim, that was machlech blad chachamim. Not whatever it was, but he had a open in all directions so that nobody should ever come and not see a door available in front of them. Someone would come see the side of the house and have to go around. That's not good. And Avraham Avinu sees there's no guests, Zot Rashi, and it causes him a great tzar. He wants guests. It's not pshat because people mebuch need it. Okay, there's no one to fill the gap. He goes and fills it. He's looking for hachnas and circumstances and oyev chesed. And the darg of chesed is me'alu me'eva. We all have guests sometimes, but some more, some less. Some are more giving, some less. But to share, to give, to look after people on such a level that he's concerned, he's willing to shecht an animal so his guests should have meat. Icha darg. Icha darg. If we've got meat, we'll take out the freezer, but make a new order so that the guests have fish, have whatever's available. No, yes, he wants meat, and not just meat. Meat has to be tongue with mustard. I mean, I don't know when the last time you had a tongue was, but when we have a tongue, it lasts at least two yontif meals with guests. Avraham Avinu needs a tongue per guest. And to that end, he's willing to shecht three young calves so that each of his guests can get their tongue with mustard. That's the middle of Avraham Avinu. Yeah, we know that. That's Avraham's. Middas chesed, middas ha'ava. It's the beginning of the Sedra. At the end of the Sedra, we get to the Akedah. And after the Akedah, when the Ribbono Shel Olam kivyochol summarizes what was the outcome, what was the growth of the Akedah, where did Avraham Avinu get to through the Akedah? Atu yodati. Yirelikim. That's Yitzchok. I thought, Ava is Avraham Avinu. Yitzchok Avinu is Yira. And now the Rebbeinu was talking to Avraham Avinu. He's doch reached the spitz, the tachlis of his avodah, the highest level, he's been through Asor and Nisyonos. And Avraham Avinu, that's what, Atu yodati, yirelikim ato. Isn't that bidoch sishel Yitzchok? So the Teretz of Adas Poshet, I'd like to work it through. But it takes us to another vow, I think, is an Yudhiga Chizuk. The first level. Ati Adati Kiri Kimat. Poshti said is that every person is born with middos, that are middos, tevos, and middos that maybe are not so good, or areas that need perfection. In fact, it's not even quite like that. We pitch a person as strong points and weak points. And therefore, you have to work on your middos. And the first thing to do is to be makir a person's midos. Volvo would say, that a person who doesn't know his chesroinus, a person who's not willing to face his weaknesses, a person who doesn't recognize where he goes wrong, and where, betivoy, he's been built certain areas that don't come to him naturally, big trouble. Big trouble. So many people can't face their own chesroinus in Odom Re Nige Atzmo, and causes them so much grief, because you can't fix a problem till you can look it in the eye. When you look at the problem, you say, this is what I just don't do well. This is the area where I really struggle. Then there's hope. The person knows, you know, I'm just one of those people who just can't get up in the morning. Other people seem to get up fine. I can't. And it's a problem. You can deal with it. There's a little bit of an anger problem. Maybe not such a little bit, whatever it is. But as soon as you can recognize, say, no, this is not Beseder. This is not right. This is not the way it should be. The person's Makir's Chisrinus can work on them. If he doesn't, Ruchim said, a person that's Makir's Chisrinus is in big, big trouble. But Ochum Vey, how much worse is it if a person isn't Makir's Mailos? A person doesn't recognize his strengths, he's got nothing to work with. Very interesting. It starts with the person being Makir, his Kuichas, the things that he's good at. Where he's Toiv, where he's Kayim, where he's been given a natural strength in Avodah Hashem. And then, in order for those strengths to be developed, he has to find out, but I also have weaknesses, and deal with the weaknesses. This is correct, that's true. And on a basic level, it's correct. But in reality, when a person stops and thinks about it, it's rarely that simple. And it's rarely that separate. That he's got one set of middle status, or strengths, very sharp mind, very good memory maybe, very analytical brain, or very deep, whatever it is. Strengths, a warmth, a caring for others maybe, an ability to be on time, the opposite, whatever the middle is that he has. Person has middle status. And then he also was given a set of not such great middos, areas where he struggles. Is it really like that? Or is pshat, because he has a strength, it comes with a weakness? A person who's sharing, caring, nice and soft and sweet, is generally soft on himself as well. And can be a little bit loose and a little bit vague and a little bit, you know, it's all beseder. And like he's soft on others, he's soft on himself. And like when he's soft on others, he expects others to be soft on him. So nobody minds, right? So he comes late for a simcha. Comes late for a Shabbos meal. Comes late for an appointment. It causes people discomfort. It doesn't even notice, because he wouldn't mind if somebody comes late. Whatever, it's all good, it's all fine, it's all nice. That's a chisor mitoch hamayla. The person sometimes is very focused and very able to come on time. He's there for davening. But he's so, he's got this midas adim and he has expectations from others. And Ochem Vey, if somebody comes late, and he looks down at others. And there's many examples of strengths that bring with them. It's not just, I have to build on my strengths and then deal with my weaknesses. I have to build on the strengths and I have to recognize where those strengths leave me exposed. Where those strengths, kivyochel, need balance, kivyochel. To talk about Avraham Avinu, for us, is almost a joke. We have no idea who Avraham Avinu was. We don't know who the stipler was. We have no idea who any of the Gedolim really were. It's so much further than we are. I'm going to talk about the Vilna Gaon and Kvega. But we're given these parshas, and Lefir Kain, on our level, we learn the lessons from them. And it's interesting, because Avraham Avinu was saying is Midas Ahava, Midas Kesha, Midas Chibur. Ava gematria echot, getting close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And when we think about Ava, I think generally we picture someone who's warm and caring. And it's all nice and it flows and it's sweet and it's pleasant. The relationship is Hasor nisyonus nisnas Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the one who gets nisyonus. How does that fit with him being midas Ava? Why does Ava and nisyonus go together? If we'd been asked, you know, one of these association games, you ask, who do you put this in? What do you put together? Nisyonus with Av or Nisyonus with Yirah? I think instinctively, so Yirah Shemaim, Nisyonus, things are tough, things are hard, you have to do the right thing. Odazeh, Odazeh, Yirah Shemaim. Why is it Av? What's the Teretz Pashat? Av is a relationship where there's a chibur, where there's a kesha. But there's two ways of being miskasha. We all know the famous words of the Bar Musa. Here's somebody saying that he loves fish. Yeah, we all know this. You love fish. If you love the fish, where would the fish be now? It'd be swimming in the pond. You love the fish. You love the fish. That's why you took him out of the water and he had to flap around the half dead, and then they hit him on the head and killed him and chopped him to pieces and took his bones out and cooked him. So you could, you love fish. You love yourself. You love your stomach. You like eating. So you ate the fish. Ah. You don't love fish. You love yourself. Important message, but what's the relevance of it? What does it say? It means two pshatim in the word Ahava. Ahavatak is gematria echot. And Ahavatak means that they're mischaba and they become one. But there are two ways that things can join and become one. There's no question. When that meal is over, are there two, the Adam and the fish, or is there one, the Adam? No shayla. Fish has been digested. I'll give it 72 minutes if you want. And the fish and the Adam are one. Oh, achtus gomur. Amish. Thank you very much. As an achtus, that involves the destruction of the fish. Now, it's a good thing for a fish to become part of a human. Don't worry about it. I'm not vegetarian. It's good. Fish, the boss says, Oilav and Madrega becomes part. He says, yeah, that's Givaldi. But let's just keep the record. That was not Ahava. Ahava is the achtus that leaves both kayom. And it could be a tzaddik. Taka does have the fish in mind. And he knows the fish is only a chai. It's not yet a medaber. And he's the poor fish. How's he going to reach his tafkid? He doesn't really feel like fish. Ava, Rabban Shem's bria, everything has to be brought to his tafkid. So he takes the fish and he fishes him out and has rachmanas on the fish. And together they reach their tafkid of a tzaddik and Ovid Hashem who has fish in him. Oh, does he give up? It's taka Ovid Hashem. It's taka give up. It's taka Ava. But if he's doing it because he likes fish, because he enjoys fish, then he's involved in himself. That's not Ava. It's a unity, but a unity that destroys another. Klapei ma'advarim amurim. We talk about friends, and we talk about relationships, and you can watch it. You watch your friendships, it's easier to watch with teenagers because things are so extreme, but it's true in all of us. Sometimes you have friends. What's a friend? I love this friend. You love the friend like you love the fish. He or she loves being in the company of this person. Ah, so you enjoy the relationship. They fell in love. He enjoys her company. And for the moment, she enjoys his company too. It's good while it lasts. But they're both not, that's not Ava. They both are enjoying their own experience. So that means I want to eat you. Ah, your geschmack. You make me feel good. Fine, fantastic, it's not Ava. It is unity. But that means you are completely toffled to him or he's completely toffled to her. It's just a phallus, it's just a bittle of one to the other. And that has no shaykhus to what we call Ava, where the Achdus takes two distinct entities and makes them into something that gives them both a greater kium. That's what marriage is, right? Marriage is to give kium to the ish and kium to the isha. And together they're both greater because they've now created a new Shem Shamayim of Yud Kei. In real life, they both share the home. They both are people with a home. He has a wife, she has a husband, and they're giving to each other. Not giving at the expense of each other, be'etzim. They both have kium. Now, it doesn't mean there's no cost, of course. Oh, there's a cost. Anyone here married? Oh, there's a cost. Oh, rashtika. You have to really work hard to make a marriage work. But what is that price? That's the price of giving up being single and selfish for being mature and married. It's a cost that pays off. I have to give away one thing for another. I have to give away the simple, easy, comfortable life of a bochum to get married and to have a tzura and to have a bias. Together, we're greater. Together as a unit, we're so much more powerful. We are home, not individuals. Hopefully, she gains too. Hopefully, yeah, I brought something into the marriage too. But there's a, there's a growth of both, and we become echad. And when we focus on that, it becomes so much easier to pay the price of the inconvenience, not just the inconvenience of not being a bocher. Right? That was a long time ago. But there's a constant inconvenience of doing our own thing, of driving faster, driving slow, coming early, coming late, discussing things that are interesting, less interesting, going on holiday, the right place, wrong places, taking the time, the effort to pick up something, to give compliments. That can be costly. It's a lot of effort, a lot of focus, a lot of recognition, being makir, the toivat, being makir, the other person is a constant. This doesn't come to most people naturally, but there's a hatat. We've built an ava. We've built a connection because we were willing to pay, to give up the opportunity cost of, if I'm on my own, it looks this way. But if I want to be together, if I want to be a unit, I have to leave some pieces out, because that's where we fit in, that's where we grow. And kiv yachol by the rosh of the chichasi. Ahava, real ava, ava is measured in mesiras nefesh, more than anything else. Because ava means that there's a unity. And we're not unified unless I'm willing to give something up for the other person, for the relationship, for the closeness. V'ahavto es Hashem Elokecha. Say every day, twice a day. Krishman HaMitzvah as well. V'ahavto es Hashem Elokecha. Person is to love the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. How do you measure ahava? Shteit in Pasuk. V'chol levavecha. V'chol nafshecha. V'chol moedecha. Are you willing to meisa nefesh? Willing to give your life away? Well, I thought it was ahava. I thought it was all about, yeah, avada. What will happen when there's a clash? How much are you willing to give away for that kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? B'chol moedecha. It's going to cost me my car. I'm going to have to choose which phone I have. I'm going to have to give up on things, on conveniences, on technology, on sleeping in a little bit, on spending a little bit longer in the office to go to mincha. That's where the medida of ava is. I give up what I naturally want because I understand that together there's something greater. I can become a chedik of the Rebbeinu Shleinu. And that will make me so much bigger, so much more mechuber l'chayim. But there's a cost. There's a cost. And if we're not willing to fill the price, then Rachmon Litzlon, we love fish. Oh, you love yourself. There's no relationship. I'm building the fish. I love him or her. Love. You love the experience of being in their company. And so long as lust is good. I love Hashem. I love Hashem. I love the spiritual experience that whatever. So we're using the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's just our fish. That's not Avos Hashem. That's not Avodas Hashem. And but whatever it means in our lives, at least, when we talk about Havas Hashem, there's a price, and the ultimate price is to join a Hava with Yira. Yira means there's a sense of ispatlus, a sense of giving up. Hava without Yira and Yira without Hava, tremendously dangerous, very, very limited. A Hava without Yira means a love without the willingness to pay the price. It's hardly Hava. Oh, it isn't love, it's something else. It's enjoyment, it's pleasure, it's taking, it's bitter of the other person, and ultimately, it's a form of abuse. Yeah. Don't worry about abusing the fish, but when it comes to a human being, that's certainly a problem. If the whole thing is myself, eventually, it won't last. It won't last, they enjoy each other's company a week, a month, a year, 2 years, far often, doesn't last that long, and when it does, bizn chasna. But as soon as they get married, and she asks him to take out the garbage. Mapit, Tom. And all of a sudden he's not so... It's much more difficult. Then things start to unravel. How come they were so close till they got married? Why wouldn't they get married to become a struggle? Because now there's a real tfisah. Is it real or not? With the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Zeichazeh. We grow when there's nisyonos. And Avraham Avinu then starts with the koyach that was given by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Midas Ahava, and he's working towards Midas Ayira. It's interesting. The Akedas, Akedas, Yitzchok. But who's the Nisayim for? Avraham Avinu. Elikim Nisus Avraham. It's the joining point between Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu, the end of Vayera as we enter Chai Sorah, which moves to the Chaim of Yitzchok. Kivyoch Avraham, meaning Yitzchok, as a free, so it's the Neridig, as free, I'm a Remeh. Ba'avtas Shem Lekecho, b'chol avavcho, b'chol nafshcho, b'chol moedecho. Right? This is mitzvah. Which mitzvah? This is essay of Ahava. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. B'chol levo b'chol hazov Avraham Avinu. Avraham Oyavi. His heart was full of a burning love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol nafshecha. Who gave his life away for the Rebbeinu Shlalem? Yitzchak Avinu Baraki. Yitzchak is the mitzvah of Ahava. Yitzchak is the continuation of Ahava. Bring it into a world where a person has no kaya, no kium. Kiv yochel as a korban for the Amish. That's the continuation of Midas Ahava. Ahava leads to Yireh. Again, in our own simple level, that means start off with the relationship, build it up with the constant nisyonus, paying the price for something higher. That's the Shlav Aleph. Atu yodati kiri elikim atu. Yes, the Pasha starts with Chesed and Ahava, although the truth is, it's always good to remember that that came up in Pasha's Vayera, a long Pasha about Avraham Avinu last week, Lech Lecha, which wasn't focused on his Chesed. Avraham Avinu is the Moisa Nefesh. Avraham Avinu is the Oymid bin Isoyan. Lech Lecha is all about Avas Hashem. As Avas Hashem spills over to Avas Abrius, to the true Avas Chesed. Avraham Avinu is Chesed, but it's the middle of Avraham Avinu. And ultimately, the Asura Nisyonis ends up with the Akedah, which may or may not be the last of the Nisyonis, but it's the Nisyon of Atu Yedati Kirei Rekibat. I'd like to share something else. Just a Chanuridig to Sefes to this point. The end of last week's Seder, Bris Milah. Emes says, in Kamakoma, Bris Milah is mamash also a dogma of that. What is Bris Milah? Is it Ahava or Yira? Is it creating a closeness or removing barriers? Is it Bittul of the Adam or Kiyum of the Adam? Or it's both? Bris Milah, Bris is the ultimate closeness, right? It's a kesher that makes a new reality. Bris Milah Shem Brias. The creation of something new, the Ramban says, there was Reuven, there was Shimon, there was Chaya, there was Velvel, and together they become something new, they've created something new. But it comes with a bittul, it has a price. We have to cut away the Arla, we have to cut away those middas that are austere to that kesher. You can't get bris without a price. And then there's the priya. First the mila, then the priya. But the Lashon of the Rebbeinu Shem says to Avraham Avinu is this halich lefonai veheyetomim. Fred Eligus for Samus. This halich lefonai veheyetomim. How old is Avraham Avinu? 99. And the Rebbeinu Shem says, you know, 99. Now you can become a tomim. Time to work off his halich, walk before me, and then you'll become tomim. Interesting. The previous Sefer Pashas Noach, Noach ish tzaddik. Tomim Hoya B'day Reisov. Sounds was like, Noach was always a Tomim. Yeah. So Samus was saying, Avraham Avinu, so many Nisyonos in, suddenly Rebbeinu Shem says, you know, now it's time to talk about Tomim. And Noach was a Tomim, and he brings that Noach was Noilad Mohu. If Noilad Noach Mohu, that's why he's Tomim. He's whole, he's complete, because there's nothing about him that is imperfect, because he doesn't have an Arlo. He's Noilad Mohol, he's born when the Bris Milah already happened. That's funny. So Noach is way ahead of Avraham Avinu. Noach is born Mohol. And Avraham Avinu at 99 is told, oh, now's the time to reach the Madrega of Tomim, work through Bris Milah. Another interesting thing. Noach is Tzadik. Tomim Hoya B'Doi Reisov. It's Tomim. So the Ishalich comes after the Tomim. So there's my rhythm. Here's the Faket. Ishalich lefonai, v'yei Tomim. First Ishalich, then Tomim. So the Eligus Vasemis, the Holy Seed is the Chmunach in Chazal. Esalikim Ishalich Noach. Noach walks with the Rebbeinu Shlalem. The Rebbeinu Shlalem is supporting him and helping him along. Avraham Avinu, Ishalich lefonai. Kivyoch is walking before the Rebbeinu Shlalem, Rebbeinu Shlalem behind, doesn't need to help him. Doesn't need to help him along. His halich lefonai, walk before me. Avraham Avinu Kivyoch is walking ahead. Avraham Avinu doesn't need a sad letomcha. So this Fasemus, sometimes we struggle with something. And it's a struggle, it's a constant struggle. It's against our nature. And sometimes, we're a madrega, this is not such a challenge. We just have to provide the maintenance, make sure it doesn't go wrong. Yeah, there's a darug that some things we have that are, we're basically okay with them. As long as we don't slip, we're okay. And some things are always an uphill battle. The Noach pushed the level, but Noach wasn't able to do that type of avoid. Where it was mamash against his nature, and he couldn't. But where things were balanced, he could avoid going wrong. He could protect that which was there. So Rav Shem knew he can't go on his own. He needs a sad l'tomcha. He needs support. What was the support? That it was born with a nature that lent itself to his tachlis. So it was born Tomim. He was born with the bris milah. He didn't have an orla, because had he had an orla, he wouldn't have been able to do it. So once he's got his Tomim, then Esser Alekimis Halich Noach, because he had the Tzmimus, he didn't have a nature, he didn't have a teva that went against Avodas Hashem, he could walk with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam was holding him with the Mila. Avraham Avinu was born for Ket, with challenges that were completely opposite to where he was meant to be. He was meant to get to Yerevikim, which was against his teva. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, he'd been working on a derech of his halach. The first words the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Avraham Avinu is, Lech Lecha, you're going to have to go. The move between Noach and Avraham, Pashas, Lech Lecha, you're going to have to keep going and growing and breaking beyond. His halich lefonai veheye tomim, but the difference is, you will have created your own tamimus. The koyach of Klal Yisrael. Umasoylam are given sheva mitzvahs bnei Noach, which are just, don't destroy this beautiful world the Ribbono Shel Olam made. Lo yisirtoch, lo yisinof, lo yisignof, don't be mevarech Hashem, don't be over the avodah zarah. The one mitzvah says is dinim. What is din? Din Torah is don't let the criminals get, don't let things go out of bishoymer. But to go further, to break out, to reach levels beyond, doesn't it check? That's it. Avodas Hashem Avraham Avinu says, I need to get touch in the Ribbono Shel Olam telling Avraham Avinu to go to Eretz Yisrael, not giving him the details. El ha'oretz asher echo. Just tell him where. Tell him where he's going. So it's Hasemes. Going to Eretz Yisrael, Kliyokar Eretz Yisrael, doesn't just mean going geographically from Choron to Eretz Yisrael. It means going to the Madrega called Eretz Yisrael. And it took a while, it was a trip. And he had to grow into the Madrega called Eretz Yisrael, living with that level of Hashkocha. It's a journey. And when a person begins a journey, they can't really picture where they're going to, because it's a Madrega that today is beyond him. So they didn't sell us, that's true. The Ribbono Shel Olam couldn't describe Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu. He said, don't worry, I'll show you how to get there. Oh, but lech lecha, go. It's not something you can grasp. That's the keach from Mila. There's one other avodah in the Yid's life, the Sasemis, which is very much that. It's saying, whatever you've got, move to another darga. That's the avodah from Shabbos Kodesh. Dagish and Shabbos Kodesh this week. We're just getting together to Mischazik and Yonis Shabbos. Shabbos says, whatever you did in the week was gewaldig, but now you have to raise it up to a new level, get a new hasog, something that's beyond the week. That's the Seder from weekdays Shabbos, another week. Now on the last week Shabbos means we've got a new clarity. New clarity, you go further. This is not shaykh to the avodah of an agoy. Goy sheshavas is chayv misa, and a goy who does mila is still considered an oral. Because by Klal Yisrael is the avodah of going further. The implication of that is that when we get to areas in Avodas Hashem that seem beyond us, we sometimes think, okay, that's not for me. This is for tzaddikim. Or this is for chassid. Or this is for penitent. This is for this type. And this is for that type. This is for the yekkers can do that. And it's not me. I'm just, it's not me. It isn't me today. But next week, next year, it can be. We just have to take the steps. His halich lefonai. Lech lecha. Lech lecha. Go. Go. It's a orta shareka. You can't be masigit. Go. And really dig a chizuk. Because if we take the steps, we'll get to places we never dreamt possible. To madrigas we didn't think we could have been masigit and we couldn't. And to use Shabbos Kodesh as a time of an isik neshama that raises the whole quality of the previous week. To the Isik Batirin Shabbos. To use the Tfilis of Shabbos. I mean, Chaval. 2 hours in Shul Shabbos morning. A Yid spends 3 to 4 hours in Shul on Shabbos. Let's grow from it. If the Psukkah de Zimrim from Shabbos is a nuisance, because we've got to get up earlier, or more embarrassingly, come late, whatever it is, the Psukkah de Zimrim from Shabbos can lift us. The Zminus of Shabbos can be a time for Steigi. Okay. you have to learn the translation, or use an article, whatever it is. But to use Shabbos Kodesh as a zman of aliyah lifts up the previous week, and then moves us to the coming week and a daraga further, always going beyond where we were before. Lech lecha al oretz asharik.
Thank you, everyone. I'm going to go to the hospital. 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 I'm going to go to the hospital.